For last week's homework assignment, I asked you to send us your best stories of celebrity encounters, and you left us with stars in our eyes. Jeff Brandley from Seattle, Washington, came to Washington, D.C. this year for the 4th of July, and he took his kids to the International Spy Museum.
I wound up stopping and looking at the exhibit that was all about torture methods and got separated from my kids. But when I caught up to my daughter, I saw that she was standing next to comedian Joan Rivers. And once we step outside, there's a big black Hummer that is in the loading zone right outside of the Spy Museum. And here's one of the bodyguards helping Joan in. And all of a sudden, my son takes a look at Joan and says, "Dad, I know who that is. That's the lady on the Geico commercial that can't feel her face."
Sherry Mary from Tulsa, Oklahoma, had an unusual encounter in 1995. The city, Houston, Texas. The place, an IKEA bathroom.
So I was very far along pregnant and anxious to go and annoyed that the two stalls were already occupied. And it appeared these two senior ladies were having a long conversation, and I kind of cleared my throat or tapped my foot so they'd know I was there. Just as one emerged from the stall, I was within a foot of her and realized it was Barbara Bush, our former first lady. And the most striking thing is that she was dressed just like she is in her pictures always. I think it was a blue suit with those triple strand pearls and all made up. Here's one of the most famous women in the world, just a commoner.
By far the coolest story we heard was from Amy Lab of Chicago.
When I was in first grade, I had a classmate, and her father is Richard Roundtree.
You know, Shaft. From the movie, Shaft.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Shaft!
Can you dig it?
He came to visit the school and brought a 45 of a theme from Shaft, and my teacher put it on the record player, and I danced with Richard Roundtree to the theme from Shaft.
Shaft! Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I just remember holding his hands and looking up at him and thinking he was just the tallest man I had ever seen. I'm not even sure if I've seen the whole movie of Shaft, but I do like the theme song.
Thanks to everyone who shared their celebrity stories with us. By this time next week, we'll all be stuffed with turkey and tripping on tryptophan, and it'll be time to put up those holiday decorations. We want to hear about your displays. Do people need sunglasses to drive past your house at night? Do you blast carols 24/7? Employ a team of live elves? Tell us about your decorations and send pictures. Email homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183.